Today is Friday, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayetze. Yesterday, Thursday, the last Thursday of November, was a legal holiday, Thanksgiving. I discussed in a previous year, I actually said it yesterday in a recording to send it out, being that it was already was Negev for Thursday for Thanksgiving, to speak about if you're allowed to participate in a Thanksgiving festival or even make one. Big machlokes, it could vary, either be aser because it's avodah zarah, as well as even eating turkey, or maybe even Rav Moshe has one tzad to say it's mutter. In today's shir, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to focus eating the turkey in general. Every single other day of the year, what's the shaila? The shaila is if the turkey has a mesora. Before going into the turkey itself, let's begin a little bit with the background of the halachas of oifis. The Torah in two places tell us what oifis you could eat and what oifis you can't eat. The Torah lists out 24 different oifis temeim, and anything else you could eat. Rashi brings it to Gemara and Chulin, I think. Gemara and Chulin, Samach Gimel, Medbeis. The Gemara says the reason why the Torah listed out the 24 Teneim, because there are many more Oifis that are Tar, way more than 24 Tahirim. So therefore the Torah lists out the ones that are Tameh, and anything else is Tar. So really, if somebody is educated and he knows which Oifis, which birds are the 24 that are Tameh, anything else that he finds, he could eat. You don't need any simoni tahara. By an animal, you have to check. Does the cow, is it malagera? And does it, bafrise parsa? It has to have simonim of tahara. A fish, you have to have simoni tahara. By oifas, it doesn't have to have any simoni tahara to make it tar. As long as you know for sure that it's not one of the 24 of tamei, you can eat it. That's the halacha. Shulchan Aruch, simon, Hey Bays in Yeridea, Sif Aleph, Simone, Oif Tahar, Loinis Sparish, Minatayra. The Torah does not say any Simone Tahara. Ella, Mone, Minim, Temeim. The Torah only lists out the 24 that are Tomei. Vishar, Mine, Ha'oif. The other ones are Butarim. Vaminim, Surim, Chavtala. There are 24 that are Aser, Hamurim, Batayra. And anything else excluding the 24 is Mutter to eat. So really, if we stop right here, it's pretty simple, as long as you know. If you don't know, so then you don't know. But if you know, there are 24 that are Tameh, and anything else is Tar. As a matter of fact, I even have a list right here, in English, listing out different birds, oifis, birds, chickens, and the like, 30 of them that are Tar. That's just off the cuff, and we'll see even. Not all do we eat, we'll get to it, but there are way more that are birds that are tar. What happens if you don't know? So if you don't know which are the 24, so then you're stuck, you can't eat any other oifas, what are you going to do? Let's say you don't know. Through the doiris, you lost track of what it is, hard to know exactly. You find a bird, you want to know, could you eat it, a chicken? Is it tar, is it not tar? So the Shulchan Aruch says that we have simonim. These simonim are not simonim to make it tar, but it's a simon, it's just a way to know that, oh, it's probably a tar digger bird. Not that the simonim make it tar. Shulchan Aruch says, any of them not of the 24, but what's if you don't know? So then they are simonim. Yesterday we had a shir, very interesting shir. Rabbi Loki, when he focused on chickens, today we're going to focus on turkey, but he spoke about the different aspects of simonim, of mesora, but he said the simonim, the Baalei HaTosfos say that we know these simonim from Noach. Noach was in the Teva for a while, together with feeding all the animals. He had a lot of time to study all the different birds, and he saw the tzad hashaveh from all the tar digger birds. He knew which were tar. He brought carbonis. The tzad hashaveh, all the tar digger birds were that they had what the simonim are. We're not going into the simonim. That's not the discussion today. So that's the halacha. If you don't know, you can go with the simonim. Lamaisa, the Ramah, and Sif Gimel. That's the meaning by the Svaradim. Also, the Mechaber will focus more. The Ramah says in Sif Gimel, that we, even though we know because of the Simonim that it's Tar, says the Ramah, this is very important, not to rely on the Simonim to eat it, in other words, only if we have a Mesoira on the bird should we eat it. Mesoira means that we know from the Sheikhtim passed down from generation to generation that this bird was a bird that was eaten, that was shechted. That's how we know by Mesoira that it was eaten. Only such a bird. And that's v'cheinoyigin v'ein l'shanois, the Aruch HaShulchan as well, l'shan the Aruch HaShulchan, chalilo lahater b'li Mesoira. So we only eat birds, chickens, anything included in oifis, even though be'etzem, if you know which out of 24 you can eat any of them, we only eat oifis that we have a Mesoira on. So the shaila is the turkey. The pashtus is, there isn't a very clear documentation, but the pashtus is the turkey was found when America, when this Columbus discovered America in 1492. So there is no Mesoira. That's when we found the turkey. So there is no Mesoira on the turkey. And if there's no Mesoira, how do we eat the turkey? Before going into the Tirutzim, the Shaila Meisha Madura Hey Chelik Aleph Simon Samach Tes. Oh, there's also the Darki Tshuva brings from the Nachal Eshkol that the way how we eat the turkey is because it has a Simoni Tahara. That's how we eat the turkey. Halacha L'maaseh, we eat the turkey. Why do we eat the turkey? Because it has the Simoni Tahara. But the Shaila is the Ramah. We go with the Ramah that it has to have a Mesoira, and there is no Mesoira. So how do we eat the turkey? That's the Shaila. There are many terutzim. We'll go through the terutzim, the ones that I put together. And we'll see some of the terutzim are that we eat it even though there's no Mesoira. And some terutzim are that there is a Mesoira. And let's go through one at a time. The Netziv Meshev Dover says, En chanami taka, there's no Mesoira. But being that it's been eaten for doira doiras, that is considered like there's a Mesoira. How did they originally eat it? Really, they shouldn't have, because you're not supposed to eat it without a Mesoira. But let's say, lemaisa, they were over, they were soimach on simonim, I don't mean over and aveiru, but the Ramah says only with a Mesoira. Lemaisa, they started eating it. Now, for doira doiras, Klal Yisrael is eating the turkey, that is considered a Mesoira. It's a big chiddush. In other words, a Mesoira we could rely on a Mesoira even though the Mesoira came, so to speak, Shaloy al Pidin, because Lamaisa, how did they start eating the turkey? Lamaisa, the turkey was, there was no Mesoira. But now, today, Tafshin Pei Aleph, could we eat the turkey? Yes, even if we do Ramah, because Lamaisa, he's a Mesoira. As Ezek did it, Sivan Meshav Davar, you can take a look, Sivan Chav Beis. So this teretz, to be clear, is that there is a Mesoira. The Ramah says you need a Mesoira, and there is a Mesoira. The Mesoira is just adopted. Automatically, people started doing it, and that's the Mesoira. In Tshuvas Mei Be'er, the Darki Tshuva brings it, and he says that there actually is a Mesoira. It's way back, could be even the times of Zman Abayis. It's from Hoidu, from India. He brings, you take a look, he says that it was Ma'anshe India, which really was, you know, Ma'anshe Hoidu, Kabbalah, he says, Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, there was a Kabbalah for the turkey, there was a Kabbalah. They came over here and they found it. Some say that it's called in the Paiskim Hoidu, India, because when Columbus discovered America, he thought that this was India, so that's why it was called like that. But Hitaka was found over here. The Poskim over here say that it was really way back. The Kafachayim brings about, it's interesting to take a look. Not a long piece, but he also brings, if I have it over here, that it's way back from the times. the Yitachon Shezer Shekarin Oisei the Baghdad, that it's Hoidu from India, and then he says that Ataka comes back from way back. So as I mavur, and it's really these Yeshalmi about an Ambrachas of Lagabe, how much should be Marchik Mitzoyas Atarnagol, Yeshalmi, Yabavli, and the Bach understands that they're talking about a turkey. So seemingly it would come at the Bach as an Archaim Seminai and Tess, you could take a look, the Magad Avram Siv Kotten Yodalid, that the discussion, the Bavli, the Yeshalmi is talking about this Tarnagol is a turkey. So the turkey is already way back then, in the times of Bavli, Yeshalmi, already before the last couple hundred years, so there is a Mesoira. The first Heretz, the Netziv says he's a Mesoira, but the Mesoira just came by itself. The second Heretz is that we have a Mesoira all the way back. A third Heretz, which is Mavur in Darugas Aboisim, for Reb Arye Bulchava, and he says like this, he's taka no Mesoira. I, if there's no Mesoira, how could you eat it? The Ramah says you need a Mesoira. Chicken needs a Mesoira, so there's no Mesoira. So he says, the reason why you can eat it, even though there's no Mesoira, why do we not rely on the Simonim? The reason why we don't rely is because it could be, even though we think it's a Simonim, it could still be a Doiris. And if it's a Doiris, it's Tommy. Says the Arugas Aboisim, since the fact is that they were Yidden eating it for hundreds of years, it was Nesgadol in their house, and we saw thousands, tens of thousands of turkeys, and none of them were Doiris, so Memela, we could rely on the Simonim even without having a Mesoira. First two Terutzim are, you have a Mesoira. This Terutz is, there's no Mesoira, and Yitaka don't need a Mesoira. Third, you don't need a Mesoira. We don't have a Mesoira, you don't need a Mesoira, and the reason you don't need it is because it's crystal clear that it's not Doiris, and Memela, you could eat it.
It still doesn't explain how the first people ate it.
Right. How did they start? Now that it's down, the same thing like we asked Lagabe de Netziv, that we have a Mesoira. So there, at least, you could say that they ate it because they relied on Simonim, and the Taka didn't go with the Mesoira, which is also Shver. If the Ramah says there's a Mesoira, you need a Mesoira, we don't have it. But you're right, how did they have it? How did they eat it? Lamaisa, there's no Mesoira. Starting.
Who says the second Teret, that it goes, that we have it all the way on Mesoira?
The Darki Tshuva brings it from a Tshuva Sefer called Mei Be'er. Darki Tshuva. And others, the Kaf HaChaim is not very clear that it goes all the way back. You'll take a look in the Kaf HaChaim, but he also says that it comes from India. The fourth Mahalach is, you need a Mesoira, and we have a Mesoira. The turkey we found in the late 1400s. The Teretz is, you don't need a Mesoira on every single exact oif. You need a Mesoira on the type, on that type. And being in the sug of Tarnagolus, we have others that are bedoima to a turkey. So the Mesoira on its family, helps for the turkey as well. It's a very big chiddush, but before, just again, the turkey itself, we don't have a Mesoira, but the Mesoira on a side bird, which is bedoyma to the turkey, helps for the turkey as well. This is a very big chiddush, because it was a big shiloh, big machlokes, recent, starting 15 years ago, and even 5-7 years ago, on different chickens, but on the barkal chicken, very big shiloh, somebody wanted as a business to invest and mass produced that type of chicken. And there's a big shiloh if there was a Mesoira on that particular chicken. The reason why to even invest and do it is because the cheaper you could get the chicken, less food, better chicken, and more eggs, that's just better for the business. So they found a better chicken. It grows faster, it's healthier, all the milas. And this chicken, but the shiloh was if he's a Mesoira. So really, even if this particular one doesn't have a Mesoira, bedoyma to other chickens do have. So to define exactly what it means within the family of a turkey or a chicken, Yesterday this year, he brought live chickens. He shows all different types of chickens. So what does it mean? Every chicken, it's all, if you have a Messiah on one chicken, it works for everything. But that's what he says. The turkey doesn't need a Messiah. The Messiah for the other type of, so to speak, like turkeys, help for the turkey as well. Another teretz that we don't need Messiah. And this teretz is that if you go in the years, America was discovered, if the turkey came, we found it in America, was 1492. The Ramah, it's actually in two places, I think it's a Taz, in two places, the beginning of Halachas Chanukah, and also the Halachas of Lag Ba'omer, the Taz says when the Ramah was Nifter in 1573, and he was Nifter, he was 33, the Ramah. Could you imagine how much the Ramah accomplished, wrote the Ramah? He was 33 years old when he was Nifter. So if you make a cheshbon, if he was Nifter in 1573 and he was 33 years old, so when was he born? Be'erach in the mid-1500s. In America, they found a turkey in the late 1400s. So he says that the turkey was found, I guess you have to know also that they take ate it already right then. They were yeeted and they ate it. The bringing over the animals, I think, started, he said yesterday, in the mid-1800s. So what the teretz is that the Ramah that says you need Messiah started when the Ramah wrote it somewhere in the mid-1500s. The turkey we found in the late 1400s. So we have the turkey, and if we started eating the turkey already before the Ramah said you need a Messiah, so they started, it's mutter. I don't know if you need that as a yishuv to say how the people started to eat it, and Mamelid is a Messiah. It's really that you don't need a Messiah. When the Ramah came and said that you need a Messiah, so anything you want to start eating, you have to have a Messiah. But if they started before, for that, you don't need a Messiah.
Was the Ramah's own Kiddush? Maybe he's a Messiah, or is
it ignored? The Ramah was the one who instituted. How far back? Right. It's brought already earlier, but Anam that will machmer is based on the Ramah that says right. Clearly that we, so it started as Mana Ramah. This is before the Ramah, so maybe you don't need a Messiah. So just to conclude, we have over here five different mahalchim how we eat the turkey. Either being that just people did it, so that is a Messiah, that was the Netziv. Some say that there's a Messiah because there's a Messiah from way back, all the way back, maybe even Mizman Moshe Rabbeinu, so there is a Messiah to eat the turkey. Some say that you don't need a Messiah, and the reason for that is being that it was around by Klal Yisrael, we see for sure it's not Doris, it doesn't need a Messiah. And then we saw another Teretz that it doesn't need a Messiah, which really is that it's included in other Messiahs. And then finally, it doesn't need a Messiah because we started eating it before the Messiah. So Lamaisa, it comes out like this. We have over here a question how we eat the turkey. And Lamaisa, we have many mahalchim how we eat the turkey. Most, come on, everybody eats turkey. One teretz or another. We said many explanations, but to eat the turkey. And Archas Rabbeinu brings the stipler, the Chazanish ate turkey, others ate turkey. Though it's interesting to note that Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita, said that his father, Reb Yaakov, also others bring it from, the Einikluch said that Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky did not eat turkey. I think he and they took down also, I think maybe Reb Shmuel also, but Al-Kapan, Reb Yaakov didn't eat it. I saw brought that Reb Yaakov didn't eat it, not from his own Messiah, but rather from his in-laws. When he got married, his father-in-law was from the Litten. Over there, they had not to eat the turkey because he was no Messiah, so he didn't eat it. So we have over here, talk a little bit of a shaila of eating the turkey, being that he's no Messiah. Some say, Shia Horowitz over here mentioned once in the past that he's descended from the Shlo. The Shlo didn't eat it because he's no Messiah. But just to point out, there are those that actually only eat turkey. I wasn't able to verify it clearly from which I know people that are knowing like that, but where exactly the minute comes from. But they only eat turkey and not chicken. Why? Because even though chicken is gavaldic, we have a Messiah, but it's not so simple. He gave a whole shiur about it yesterday, that the chicken, they breed some all different types of chickens, including chickens that don't have a Messiah. So Mela, it can be questionable. As opposed to turkey, they don't really play around so much with the turkey. The chicken is at this point a $1 billion industry, so they're always trying to figure out how to make the best out of it, and they're busy mixing and breeding from all types of chicken to give it its best. So it's even a question if there is a Masorah now. It's very in detail, a lot of pratim, as opposed to the turkey. This is a turkey, and not much really changed. There isn't like a very big variety. And the Mela, fakir, to eat the turkey. But today's shiur was really to discuss, being that it was found much later, and the pashas, he's no Masorah, that was a question how it could be eaten. Have a wonderful Shabbos.